And so let's recall our incredible fortune at having a precious human life and to have all the circumstances necessary to be able to do Dharma practice, including having our health, being able to encounter the Buddha's teachings, to meet teachers and have good Dharma friends, and ourselves to have some interest in the Dharma. And so let's make a determination to really use this opportunity wisely. And the best way to do that is to generate the aspiration for full enlightenment in order to benefit each and every sentient being. So cultivate that bodhicitta motivation now and really open your heart to being of service to all living beings. And then slowly open your eyes and come out of your meditation. Okay, so how to live a meaningful life. I think all of us are born with an instinctive wish to live a meaningful life, you know, some instinctive curiosity about why we are alive, how we got here, what happens after we die, and what's the meaning of it all. So I think we all have these questions, especially when we're young, at least I remember very clearly myself having a lot of these kinds of questions as I was growing up. Then I think what happens often is we get very entranced with the appearance of this life, okay? Because what our senses tell us, the appearances that appear to our senses are so strong that we believe that everything we see is real. We believe that how things appear to us is how they exist. And so we just get all taken up with the appearances to our eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body, and mind. And so all those appearances concern this life. And then, of course, because we're socialized by society and we have a lot of conditioning, then we want to fit in. We want to belong. We want to do what everybody else is doing. And so we get caught up in what seems important to society, what seems important to all the people around us, our family included. And what usually seems important is the things of this lifetime. Okay? So specifically, having money and possessions, having a good family life, being appreciated and loved, being successful in our career, having a good reputation, and having pleasure. Okay? What we really want is pleasure. And so that's how we spend a lot of our lives, is chasing after all these kinds of things that seem to be so important and so pleasurable right now. But it's all actually quite deceptive, because what the Buddha taught is that things don't actually exist in the way that they appear to us. You know? And although what we have is the appearance of just this one life, there isn't just one life. There's many lifetimes. And although we think we are the person who we are right now, the person associated with this body, with this personality, okay, then actually that's not who we are. Yeah, it's just an appearance that's conditioned by all these social factors. So we get quite locked into all this appearance, and we begin to have a lot of worries and concerns. And so we spend a great deal of our life worrying over the happiness of this life. So we worry about if we're going to have enough money, right? Everybody here worry about their money? Anybody here have enough money? No, nobody has enough money. So we all worry, how can I have enough money to be secure? But no matter how much you have, you never feel financially secure. Okay. Then we worry about our reputation. What do people think of me? You know, our reputation is so important. I want everybody to think I'm wonderful. Yeah, even if I'm not, I want them to think I am. Okay, so how can I go about impressing everybody so that they think I'm wonderful? And oh my goodness, somebody doesn't like me and they're talking behind my back and they're ruining my reputation. That's terrible. You know? So we get really concerned about this, what other people think about us, what they're saying about us. Okay. Then we also get concerned about what they say to us, you know, because we all want praise, we don't want blame. We all want approval. We don't want disapproval. So we're all worried, you know. Do people approve of me? Do I fit in? Do they like me? Okay. So we have a lot of worries about this. Right? Do you worry about these kinds of things? Yeah? Are you concerned about how you're going to get pleasure? Oh, I want to see nice things. I want my house to be filled with beautiful things. How can I get more beautiful things? And I want to hear nice music. Yeah. And I want to have good food. Oh, yum. How can I get more good food? And I want all my sense experiences to be nice. Yeah. I want the room to be just the right temperature. Not too cold, not too hot. You know, my bed should be just the right hardness and softness, not too soft, not too hard. Yeah. My food should be delicious. So we get very concerned about all these things and spend a great deal of time worrying about them, chasing after them, struggling to have pleasure. But at the end of the day, at the time of death, we separate from all these things. So everything that we've spent our whole life worrying about, fussing about, being preoccupied about, chasing after, at the time we die, it all stays here. Because no matter how much money you have, when you die, you don't take it with you. Okay? Even if you burn paper money, it doesn't come with you. All you get is a lot of smoke. Okay. And have you noticed that people only burn paper money? They don't burn real money. Yeah. We would think somebody was an idiot if they burned real money. But the point is the same. Whether you burn paper money or real money, none of it comes with you when you die. Okay. Our whole reputation, when we die, you know, everybody might have a certain reputation here, but none of that goes with us to the future life. Okay? None of it. Yeah? In fact, when we're reborn, we don't even know what people back on this planet are saying about us. Okay? So our whole life we spend trying to get a good reputation, trying to get people to praise us and approve of us. But at the time of death, we separate from all those people and we separate from the reputation. Okay? Because when you think about it, like we all see, there's a few little babies in the audience here. Okay? So maybe 2-3 years ago, these babies were in their previous life, right? So let's say they had a previous life here in Singapore. Then they were a certain person in Singapore. with a certain reputation, etc., etc. Do you know by seeing that baby that, oh, that was so-and-so from their previous life? No, nobody knows. That baby doesn't know who they were in their previous life. Everything they were in their previous life is long gone. None of that reputation, none of that praise comes with them. They start fresh in this life as a little baby. Yeah? And then the first reputation we get as a baby is that we cry a lot. Okay? So our possessions, our loved ones, our reputation, our job, our prestige, our status in society, none of that comes with us when we go into the next life. And yet, we spend so much time and energy this life being concerned about these things. And in the process of being concerned about these things, we create a lot of karma. Okay? So what actually comes with us into the next life is the karma we create trying to be happy and avoid misery in this lifetime. Okay? So our possessions may not come with us, or they don't come with us, but the karma we created trying to get our possessions, that comes with our mind stream into the future life. Okay? So if we lied in order to get possessions, if we took things that didn't belong to us, if we cheated in our business deals to get things, all the things we got don't come with, but the negative karma from acting in those ways, that follows with our mind stream into the next life. Our reputation doesn't come with us into the next life, but all the things we did trying to get a good reputation and avoid a bad reputation, all that karma comes with us into the next life. So for example, if in this lifetime somebody's talking behind our back and we get really angry and upset, so we start talking about behind their back and we start saying rumors about them and we start criticizing them and we create a lot of disharmony in our workplace, because we're jealous of somebody, because we want to have the good reputation, not them, then, you know, none of that good reputation comes with us. But all of that karma of talking behind people's back and creating disharmony and speaking harshly, all of that karma comes with us. Okay? You understanding what I'm saying here? Yeah? So the point is, we spend a lot of time being stressed out about things that are not important because those things don't last very long. They never make it into our future life. And even in this life, they hardly last very long because, you know, whatever we get, we need to upgrade it soon, don't we? Yeah, you get a car, and in a few years, you need to get another car. You get a computer, then you have to upgrade it. Yeah, and they make things now so that they become obsolete, so that we're always in this process of feeling like we need to get more and we need to get better. Okay, so all this karma of greed, of possessiveness, of jealousy, you know, because other people have what we think we should have. Okay? All this karma comes with us into the future life. But none of those possessions, none of the reputation or appreciation comes with us. Okay? So that makes us stop and ask ourselves, what then really makes our life meaningful? Okay? What is a meaningful life if everything that I stress about this lifetime doesn't last very long and I separate from it when I die? What does it mean to live a good life? And I think this is a crucially important question, because how we answer this question will determine how we live this life. Okay? So it's quite interesting. Thinking about future life helps us live this life in a better way. Okay. Now people are usually scratch their head and go, huh? What are you talking about? I thought the Buddha said, live now, be here now. Why are you talking so much about future lives? Okay. Well, it's quite interesting because if we're concerned about future lives, we're actually able to live this life in a better way and to be here now. Okay? Because when we're concerned about future lives, then we want to abandon negative actions in this life because we know that our negative actions will bear results in our future life. So knowing that, we want to live ethical lives right now. Okay? We don't want to cheat or talk behind other people's back or do dirty business deals or create disharmony. We want to really live a good ethical life. When we have that intention to live an ethical life now because we want to take care of our future life, then we let go of the attachment that causes us to create negative karma. We let go of the anger and the jealousy that cause us to create negative karma. And when we do that, we're actually able to be present in this life a lot better and to be happier in this life because we aren't so attached to things. Okay? Are you getting what I mean? This is a real switch in our way of thinking. Yeah? Because we usually think the more attachment we have, the happier we're going to be. We think that if we give up attachment and we give up clinging, that we won't have any happiness in this life. When we have a lot of attachment in our mind, trying to eke out happiness in this life, actually we have less happiness. When we get let go of clinging attachment, then we have more happiness and we're actually able to experience things much better and really be present for what's happening because our mind isn't so concerned with worry and stress. Okay, let me make an example for you. Okay, let's say you have a friend. If you're very attached to your friend and you're thinking, oh, I want to be with this person all the time. I want to be with this person because they're so wonderful. And because we're so attached to this friend and we want to be with them, then we also worry, ooh, I wonder if I did something wrong and they don't like me. Or maybe they're going to like somebody else better than me. Or maybe they're going to leave me. Or maybe we're going to fight. Or maybe something else is going to go on. And so we have all this kind of worry and turbulence in our mind because we're so attached to the person. We want to hold on to the person so bad. So even though we want to have a good relationship with them, it becomes difficult because we're so attached to them and we're so worried about having a bad relationship. When we have a lot of attachment, then we never really enjoy what we have because we're always worried about losing it. And we're always, you know, stressed out about trying to protect it. And so we actually never really enjoy what we have because the mind's so full of worry and fear. Okay? And because the mind is full of worry and fear, we engage in a lot of negative actions, which create the cause of suffering for future lives. When we care about our future lives and we want to live an ethical life this lifetime, then we let go of the worry and the clinging attachment. When we let go of worry, then whatever we have, we're satisfied with. When we are satisfied with what we have, then no matter how much we have, we're happy. So when we aren't involved in worrying and attachment, we enjoy what we have much more. Okay? And, you know, then what happens is we have a better life this lifetime because we appreciate what we have. We're content with what we have. We don't create negative karma trying to, you know, twist everything around so that we can, you know, have all the pleasure we want. And so we have a happier future life as well. And so we're just able to enjoy what we have. When we're with our friend, we enjoy being with our friend. We aren't all worried about losing them or being separated from them or whatever. Okay? Understanding what I'm saying? Okay. So, this leads us to really understand one feature about a meaningful life, and that is letting go of attachment, letting go of anger, letting go of jealousy. Okay? The more we can let go of those, the happier we are now, the more peaceful we will be when we die, the better rebirth we will have in the future. Okay? Also, the more we're able to let go of those disturbing emotions, the closer we will be to enlightenment. And if we're able to really develop our spiritual capabilities, then we'll be able to really be of great benefit and service to others. Okay? But that all starts out with loosening the attachment, loosening the clinging and the anger. Okay? When we loosen the attachment and the clinging, then we also have much less fear. Okay? Because we're not afraid of losing things because we're satisfied with what we have. We aren't attached to them. Okay? So one factor of living a meaningful life is slowly, you know, try and not be so attached. Try to work on the anger, subdue the anger. Yeah? Try, instead of being jealous, to rejoice at other people's good fortunes. Instead of being angry at them, try and have some loving kindness. Okay? Instead of being attached and clinging and wanting everything for ourselves, try and be more generous. Okay? If we do that, we'll be happier now, and actually the whole society will function a lot better. Okay?